How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matthew Morgan, and, well, I guess we're going to just continue on with the conversations from the first 2 hours. If you have anything you would like to add for about the politics portion, feel free. 740-383-9944. You don't have to talk about politics. You could talk about anything under the sun, and I'm sure I'll talk about it as well. 740-383-9944. So the first couple hours, like I said, we talked about everything. Politics, state, local, national. I did not cover the waterfront very fully on any of them, but, I touched on all of them. We left off talking about the coaching carousel. I was listing off all the coaches who got fired. That was probably monotonous now that I think about it, so sorry if you suffered through that. I think I left off talking about how should the firing of John Harbaugh not affect the Eagles all that much. I think the thought process is that Mike Tomlin will be fired as well, because Mike Tomlin has been a long-term coach at the Steelers, they haven't done well. I mean, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. Mike Tomlin has never had a... I got sent a message. That does bode well for Mike Tomlin. But, ultimately, like I said, he has the one Super Bowl, and then after that, he hasn't been able to really do anything as far as the postseason playoffs goes. I think that should the experiment with the Ravens go well, I think that... Mike Tomlin will be gone. But also, I don't really know that even... The John Harbaugh thing, Matt, because, the Packers fired Mike McCarthy after, Mike McCarthy was the head coach my entire life up until we fired him for Matt LaFleur, and he's only been the coach for, I could count it two hands, I think, at this point. But either way, not very long in comparison to Mike McCarthy. And Matt LaFleur came in and, led us to the playoffs, I do believe, that very year. Took us to the NFC Championship, I even think, and then we lost. rough year. I was hyped. But, nonetheless, I think that, I think that experiment has been proven true on occasion. But also, there is a thought that if Mike Tomlin goes into the playoffs, because they did make the playoffs, there's a thought that if Mike Tomlin goes into the playoffs and they lose handedly, so the Texans, kill the Steelers, then there's a fair chance that Mike Tomlin gets fired even then. And that's probable. I've been saying that they should fire Mike Tomlin again for years. I'm about firing people. I love watching coaches get fired, I guess. I'm pessimistic that way. Well, I don't know. I guess I didn't think Kevin Stefanski Stefanski was going to get fired. Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat. Also, there were chants in Heinz Stadium or Heinz Field. The chant was "Fire Tomlin." It was in Week 13 after a loss to the Bills. They were chanting "Fire Tomlin." So, never happened before. Tomlin is very much so in the hot seat. And I mentioned last hour as well that Mike McDaniel, though he got fired from the Dolphins, he's pretty sought after as at the very least an offensive coordinator, because he is a quote unquote, according to all of the sources you read, like the ESPN and the NFL.com and all of the, Yahoo Sports, things like that, they all call him a quote-unquote brilliant offensive mind. That bodes well for you. I think he'll probably get a job as an offensive coordinator. I don't know, he seemed a little unorganized as a head coach. He was very lenient as a head coach. It worked well in the beginning because Brian Flores was kind of the exact opposite. He was very strict, but... I don't think that it, I keep getting messages. I told these people I was coming on. But anyways, they're talking about something completely different. But yes, so I don't think Mike Tomlin, or sorry, I don't think that Mike McDaniel, there's too many Mikes in the NFL, I don't think that Mike McDaniel is going to get a head coaching job just yet, maybe. I mean, he might. There's a lot of teams who could use an offensive-minded coach, but I think that an offensive coordinator job would be best for him. And also, John Harbaugh is one of the most sought-after coaches now. The Browns are after him, which is personally why I think they fired Kevin Stefanski, because I don't know why else. I mean, because the Browns' general manager, Andrew Berry, said that he recognized the lack of weapons on offense and, you know, just the lack of offense in general. So I don't know why, you know, you would get rid of, because Kevin Stefanski was the offensive coordinator at the Titans and led them to, or sorry, the Vikings, the year that the Vikings, the Lions, and the Packers all went to the playoffs. So he's a good offensive coach as well. So I don't know why that ended up happening. And also, Stefanski's already sought after by the Giants at the very least. But I mean, there's a lot of. I think that he would be an all right head. I think that the Falcons could use him at head coach. They fired their head coach, and the Falcons need an offense. Their defense is pretty good. I mean, they have some spots that need filled, but everybody does. Their defense is pretty solid. Getting an offense in there, and I think they'd be solid. So, yeah. I was wrong, by the way. I don't know if I already said that, but I did predict that Kevin Stefanski was going to keep his job at the Browns. But the Browns have big plans, I guess. Now, I know I've been bouncing around teams here, but the Dolphins fired their GM midway through the season, like I had mentioned, I do believe, the week it happened. But there was question on whether or not Mike McDaniel was going to be fired. Mike McDaniel did get fired, but I think it was because, I think that John Harbaugh helped. I think the Dolphins want Harbaugh as well. Harbaugh is good. I don't blame him. But Jeff Hafley, the Packers defensive coordinator, he's up for, well, there are a couple teams who are interested in him with head coaching potential. And should Jeff Hafley get a coaching job, this is where the signing of, one second, I have the man's name. The Dolphins are signing hiring, I guess, not signing. The Green Bay Packers' former vice president of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, as their general manager. So, if the Dolphins hire John Eric Sullivan as their general manager, you know, Jeff Hafley has experience with him on, obviously. He was the vice president of player personnel at the Packers. So Jeff Hafley would probably slide right in there. And I don't know about slide right in, I guess, when, you know, he has a lot more responsibility. But he would already be comfortable with whatever kind of system that Sullivan is going to set up. So that's going to be interesting. I think that should they not get Harbaugh, they're going to go for Hafley. Personally, I wasn't a fan of Hafley, but I think it's just because we have spotty defense at the Packers, so it I don't know. But yeah. So there's that. Also, Hafley is, the Dolphins aren't the only team interested in him. But the Falcons as well, because I don't know why personally. I mean, the Falcons have a good defense, I think. I think they should go with an offensive-minded coach. The Cardinals are interested as well, because, I mean, their offense has also been lacking. The Titans, again, lacking offense. I don't know why all these people want a defensive-minded coach. I mean, I guess the Titans are lacking defense, too, and I don't really know much about the Cardinals, like I said. But, yeah. And then Hafley, to the Dolphins, makes the most sense, in my opinion, because of John Eric Sullivan going to the Dolphins as the general manager. I know I'm throwing a lot of names at you. I know that's probably confusing, so. Yeah. But, Sorry, I keep getting messages. Anyways, yes. So, I mean, the coaching carousel is looking pretty interesting, with everybody going everywhere. I think it'd be rather interesting. I would like to see personally, because I go to a lot of Browns games because they're just, you know, here. And the Browns have been pretty bad for a long time, so the tickets are pretty cheap. I like to go to the Browns games and watch them play whoever they're playing. Like, they played the Dolphins. I went and watched the Dolphins with my dad and my brother because my dad's a Dolphins fan. They played the Packers. I went and watched them play the Packers. They played the 49ers because, well, it was me and my dad and my brother. Again, went and watched them play the Packers because I'm a Packers fan. We went and watched a whole bunch of people. We went and watched the Browns play the 49ers because my mom's a 49ers fan. My aunt came too because she's a 49ers fan. So, I mean, it's, you know, I would like to see Harbaugh go to the Browns, personally. If I'm going to go watch a whole bunch of Browns games, I want to see the Browns do something. I'd be excited to see the Browns win some games. I won't lie to you. Now, I'm not a Browns fan, per se, but if there was a team I'd want to do good in Ohio, it's the Browns. Cincinnati's too far of a drive. I hope the Bengals do poorly every... I hope they take the place of the of the Browns. Speaking of the Browns, by the way, I can't think of which one, but there was a former NFL GM, I do believe he's retired now, who said that he thinks that it wouldn't be too much of a surprise, to him at least, if Deshaun Watson... let me see if I can't find the story, because I want to get the quote here right, because it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, personally. But for those of you who don't remember, Deshaun Watson signed an absurd contract. Like, they owe him something like $80 million a year, guaranteed. I don't think that's good for him. Let me rephrase. It's good for him. I mean, $80 million a year is good for him. But I don't think it's it'll make more sense once I read this quote. I don't know if they're going to rule... by the way, the GM is a former NFL general manager, Rand Carthen. Oh, we're getting a phone call. Go ahead, caller. Oh, I upped the wrong thing. Sorry, go ahead.
That was your wrong name?
Oh, no. I pulled up the wrong dial. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I thought you said I called you the wrong name.
Oh, no.
but, you know, I got the right name. I seen on YouTube when I was browsing through, I didn't stop it and check it out, that there's a scandal or something going on with the referees. You know anything about that?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
I don't know of any scandal that was found out, you know, directly, but I know that there was, there was a lot of people who claimed that the refs had things, because, like, I talked a couple weeks ago about how the Big 12 and the NFL were going to collaborate to train refs. Essentially, I mean, it works out well for the NFL because they're going to essentially train refs. They're going to give the Big 12 access to the NFL referee training equipment and whatnot. And they're going to essentially train refs on the Big 12's dollar and then promote Big 12 referees to the NFL. So obviously the NFL feels there's a problem with refereeing. But I don't know anything about, like, the poor calls or anything like that, like intentionally at the very least.
Should have clicked on it. But sometimes if you don't click on it when it's on there, that you don't come back up. And you got to wait. So, you know, it don't look like, who's quarterback for Bengals?
Joe Burrow.
Man, it don't look like he's going to get a Super Bowl, does it?
Well, I mean, no, probably not. I mean, not anytime soon at the very least. I mean, he's young still. I mean, he's got a lot of life left in him. I think that they just need an offensive line into defense. I mean, they still have one of the worst defenses in the NFL, but, I mean, you can cut them some slack for their offense being so poor this year. I mean, they were running with essentially a third-string quarterback most of the year, and Jamar Chase got hurt. Like, they were just playing through a lot of injuries.
Well, Burrow was injured this year, too, wasn't
he? Yeah, yeah. And then they ended up, and then they traded for Joe Flacco from the Browns.
Well, I hope they can put it together, and I'd like to see, I think Joe Burrow, for a professional athlete, you know, has some modesty to him, you know, good values. Hopefully we don't see him in the news beating up on his girlfriend after I said that, but seems like all those guys have a violence problem, but
yeah,
they play a violent game too, but still.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I mean, like I was mentioning, I mean, you know, Ray Rice, like, I mean, there was a whole video of him, like, knocking his girlfriend out and then dragging her out of the elevator, so I don't know how he continued to play after that whole thing.
And it looked like she had some bruises, too. Did you notice any bruises?
Oh, I don't know. This was a while ago. Rashi Rice has domestic violence, but I haven't seen anything about... I haven't read anything about the case personally.
Well, maybe that was the one I seen the little thing on. You know what I'd like to see is a Ben Roethlisberger. Somebody, you know, quarterback, you know, that was kind of his style. Big guy.
Funnily enough, you mentioned that. I think that do you remember Will Howard? He was the quarterback at the Ohio State. Yeah, he was drafted to the Steelers, and he's sitting behind Aaron Rodgers right now. But I think that him, Aaron Rodgers, and when I say him, I mean Big Ben. I think Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, and Will Howard are all of the same cut. I mean, Will Howard's not a mobile quarterback. He's got a bigger arm. He fits the Ben Roethlisberger build. I think he fits well in Pittsburgh. I think that was a good landing spot for him.
Yeah, Roethlisberger could have people hanging all over him and still, you know, throw a pass.
I'm excited to see what Will Howard can do in the preseason this year.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good. I mean, I think the offseason this year is going to be interesting as a whole, like I said. What's your favorite team? I don't know if I've ever asked.
Oh, I really don't have a favorite team anymore.
Fair enough.
It'd be Dallas and then Miami. I've never really rooted for the Bengals or the Browns much because, God, they never did any good. But then that was years and years ago, too, you know. For the last several years, you know, I just watch football. I don't follow any team besides Ohio State. You know, I always like to know what they're doing. Ohio State needs that offensive coordinator.
Hey, speaking of Ohio State, what do you think about Ohio State getting put out of the playoffs on New Year's?
Oh, it didn't surprise me. I don't know how many times Ohio State's went to a bowl game and are expected to win it, and they go in there and lay an egg.
What do you think it is about Ryan Day that he just chokes in the big games?
Well, wasn't only Ryan Day. I mean, who was coaching when we was having trouble? Florida was beating us all the time. It wasn't Urban Meyer, but he was the coach for Florida.
Oh.
Was it Tressel?
I think it was. I think it was Tressel.
Embarrassing. Sometimes they hated to see Ohio State to go to a bowl game and just go in there and have a game like that.
You know, I think it's interesting that Urban Meyer went from beating Ohio State all the time to Ohio State hiring him as the head coach, and then he, you know, he makes Ohio State a Big Ten powerhouse. I mean, I guess they were already a Big Ten powerhouse, but you know,
Ohio State's been a powerhouse, you know, pretty much every decade. I didn't know this, but I seen the other day where Woody Hayes, he had 5 national titles. I knew he had, you know, was successful like that, but I didn't realize he had 5 of them.
Well, I didn't realize he had 5 of them. I mean, I know that, well, I don't know, I mean, do they consider, like, national, like titles like the Rose Bowl?
Because, no, like, the... back then they was voted.
Oh, voted. See, because I remember...
they never had the playoff system.
Yeah, I was really young, because I remember when I remember the first championship between Oregon and Ohio State, and I was really young at that... Well, I wouldn't say really. I was in elementary school, I guess. Yeah, I was young.
Well, what happened to Scott today?
You know, I don't know. I was sitting here waiting for him, and he told me that he got tied up and asked me if I could play a rerun or do the shows. And truth be told, I don't know how to put on a rerun, so I did the shows.
You just stayed and did it, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll listen to you talk some more. What are you going to talk about next?
Well, I mean...
I heard you talk about politics a little bit last hour.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of, what do you think about the Minneapolis thing?
Oh, I just knew something like that would happen one of these days. And I just seen that they're going to press charges on him. The cop that shot her.
Well, I think that's fair. I mean, you know, you can, you know, you're allowed to do that.
You know, but ICE, the people they're getting, they're paying people $50,000 to join ICE. And you know, you
like a year or a signing
bonus.
Probably don't
have much experience or credentials to get a job, you know, how bad they want it.
Well, the guy who shot her, they did a lot of looking into him, and it was either 10 or 15 years. I said 10 years earlier just to cover my back, kind of. But, no, he had been in ICE for a long time, and like, a year prior to the shooting, he had been, like, hit and dragged by a car, which, you know, obviously injured him. So I think he was probably a bit jumpy from that, and when the car just started moving toward him, he probably freaked out. But I think if you're going to... I mean, I don't know that I would have put that man back out on patrol so fast, I guess. I mean, I would have made sure he was, like, mentally sound, I suppose. I don't really know how you would go about something like that, but obviously it affected him more than he cared to admit.
Yeah, it's just a shame something like that will happen, but I don't know. Every day I'm hoping when I, you know, wake up that he's been impeached and he's gone, you know.
What do you think about the Senate passing the War Powers Act? Again, it has to go through the... Well, I don't think it's an act, per se, because it was already passed. But, resolution, maybe? But anyways, they passed it. It has to go through the House. But if it goes through the House, I think it'll probably be vetoed by Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So the question is, do you think it can survive a veto?
Well, I wish they would have got 2/3, and they wouldn't have had to worry about that veto.
Yeah.
But, you know, Trump's going to veto it. Maybe he'll, I guess, if he lets it sit there for 30 days, it'll become law.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
And that would probably be more than him vetoing it.
I mean, he already said that it's unconstitutional, in his opinion. So, I mean, he's going to... I think he's going to veto it.
Yeah, and he's going to have war going pretty soon. All the Europe countries and Canada, you know, they've already, you know, been working on plans of what to do if they was ever attacked or if they ever went to war.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean...
Over Greenland.
Well, I mean, all of the countries have attack plans. I mean, you know, one of the key pieces of a good military is being prepared. I mean, I'm sure the United States military has plans to attack Mexico, Canada, and Europe. Like, I'm sure they've got the plans ready. I just, just like a precaution, obviously. You're not, like, planning to do it or anything. It's just like a just-in-case kind of thing.
He wants to bomb Mexican cartels, which... If it was actually Mexican cartels, maybe wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, see, that was my...
But
like, honestly, like, I have no problem with them going after the... I supported them classifying the Mexican cartels as terrorists. I honestly thought they were already classified as terrorists. I'm not going to lie to you.
Especially if they was in this country.
Yeah, but, like, I don't... But, you know, now he's just bombing, like, ships and saying that they're drug smuggling ships and things. I don't know. It's a different kind of thing.
Well, it's probably going to end up like health care. It'll never get solved. We'll be over there forever.
I'm interested...
And, you know, the oil company execs aren't real into the going over there again. I mean, I seen where a headline was that meeting he had today with them didn't go over too good, but...
Well, see that, because like, yeah, because Venezuela had said that they were ready to make a deal with U.S. oil companies. The U.S. oil companies said that they had no plans to go to Venezuela. Meanwhile, Donald Trump saying that the U.S. oil companies are going to go in and take over the oil in Venezuela.
Right, he hasn't had them commit to it yet.
Well, I mean, in their defense, I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, if I was a business and I spent a whole bunch of money putting like oil refineries and oil pumps and things of that sort in a country, and then that country nationalizes everything I just built, I'm going to be pretty upset too.
Right, and then they would be more quick to do that if their name was kept out of it. You know, because if something happens, you know, Chevron don't want to be, well, Chevron never agreed to go in there, you know. They don't want that publicity.
Yeah, and he's confiscating oil tankers, like Venezuelan oil tankers. I don't understand that. Because the vice president of Venezuela, or I guess the acting president of Venezuela, she said that she's ready to make a deal. And we're all here seizing oil cargo ships.
Well, the deal's going to include something over oil.
Well, I figured as much. I mean, Colombia's president isn't very happy about it. I called him or her earlier. That was very not good of me.
But a bad guy bombing another bad guy. And I don't think it's really where Trump feels he's such a bad guy. I think a lot of it was to divert attention away from, you know, affordability and the health care and this Epstein.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Trump does want to be seen as a peacetime president. Like, he really wants the Nobel Peace Prize, but I don't think he quite understands. I just don't think he doesn't get it. Like, I genuinely feel like if he... I don't know. He's not a dumb man, but he does things that I can't fathom. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't... That's not the way to get to win that Peace Prize, is to be crying and whining about it all the time.
Well, he won the FIFA Peace Prize.
Yeah, but that was... You know what that was.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll listen to you. You got 15 minutes.
Alrighty, have a good one.
Later.
Bye. Alrighty, well... Yeah, so... well, my phone's about to die, so I'll just talk about what I can remember. But yeah, I think that John Harbaugh, bouncing back to football here, I think that John Harbaugh being fired by the Ravens is a... I think that was probably the biggest firing, just due to the fact that it's John Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh said that he would like him, John, to go to the NFC, that way they can play each other. In a potential Super Bowl, I guess. But I don't know how that's going to work out. Like I said, I would like to see him go to the Browns. And I honestly... I don't know. I think he'd be good at the Browns. And I think the Browns have another couple of drafts like they had recently. The team would be pretty good. So, I think John Harbaugh could get it done. He's, you know... He's got a Super Bowl under his belt. I think Andrew Berry does want to win. But I don't know. I've had this running suspicion with the Browns that they don't really care about winning because they make a lot of money either way. Like, you know, I went to 3 Browns games, like I said, and all the Browns games, I mean, it wasn't, like, filled the capacity. But, I mean, it was... I mean, they were full games. I mean, people were there. So I don't really think they care. But also, they spend so much money on salaries. I think they have to cut $18 million in cap space just to be cap compliant, and that's even before free agency. They're going to have some cap casualties, and I think that David Njoku is going to be one. I don't know that I'd even call him a cap casualty. I would have gotten rid of David Njoku. He has not been the David Njoku that everybody remembers, I guess. At one point in time, I really liked David Njoku. I think he's kind of not there right now. You'll have that, though, I guess. I am, however, a big fan of Harold Fannin, so I would, you know, that's that. I would probably trade away David Njoku, see what I can get. But he's, you know, a free agency casualty now, so it's a bit late for that. Will be, I think. I'm sure there's a couple other people. They're not going to get rid of Myles Garrett, even though, I mean, he's the reason that they're over cap now. I mean, he took a bag. I don't know. I think the Browns situation is rather interesting. To have no offensive weapons, and to have, I mean, they have one of the best, if not the best, defense in the NFL. But to have no offensive weapons and to be $18 million over cap space this coming year, before, you know, obviously you can't be over cap space, you have to fix it. But to be $18 million over cap space before, you know, any adjustments, that's rough. I mean, they need offensive weapons, so somebody's got to get gone, or they got to readjust contracts or something or another. That way they can get offense. You know, you also got to pay the rookies. I mean, they don't make, you know, as much as, I almost said pros. They don't make as much as, you know, the veterans, I suppose. But it's definitely not a small amount of money when you take into account all of them that you draft. To be fair, I guess not all of them make the roster. Last year, a lot of them did. But I think that, like I said, worked out well for them. Quarterback situation's a little rough. They had three quarterbacks playing, but besides that, it was okay. I feel like there were a lot more injuries in the NFL this year than they usually are. I don't know what's up with that, but, I don't know. I mean, there's more games in the NFL. I do know that. It used to be a 15-game season, and then it was 16, and now it's 17, and they're already, to my understanding, trying to push for an 18th. Now, don't get me wrong. I love football just as much as the next guy, but I don't think 18 games of football can be healthy. I mean, it's the same way, like, don't get me wrong. I do not like basketball as much as the next guy, but I feel bad for NBA players. Like, you play so many games a year. It's, like, 82, I think. You play 82 games a year. That's crazy. I couldn't imagine playing 82 games a year. You go to training every day. You'd have to be exhausted. I can say one thing about them. They truly love the sport. Same thing with baseball. I don't know how many games you play in baseball, but each series is, like, 5 games. I don't watch baseball. It's, like, 3 or 4, I think. But either way, I mean, you know, hundreds of games, not hundreds, I think, like 100, I don't know, 116 something, I don't know. You have a lot of games in baseball. Like, you were playing baseball every day. I mean, I understand it's not football, but that's the thing. I mean, football is a lot more physical than basketball and baseball. So I think that 17 is probably fine. But the NFL has, like I said, I don't think I mentioned this story, which is interesting. But anyways, the NFL is working on, a lot of players have complained about turf in the previous times. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're doing a great job there. Running solo by yourself, that's a little different than having a companion beside you, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
Well, you're doing a great job, and that's the way to start out. You keep it up, and maybe Scott will just retire, and he'll be making that big money up there announcing a ball game somewhere.
Well, you know, I think he'd probably enjoy that.
Well, you've done well.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Wait, before you go.
Yeah.
You watch football, don't you? What's your team?
Oh, I don't watch the stuff like a lot of other people you probably talk to. When you get a little older and you lose track of the players and they switch around so much anymore.
Yeah.
I've just kind of lost. I've been an athlete, you know, and I know what they go through. They do a lot of hard work and everything like that. But it just isn't in my blood anymore to really watch it. I like to watch the Ohio State young people play the game. They're just young. My God, some of them's only teenagers yet, and a lot of people criticize them and stuff. They're young people. They're team members, and they get out and they play hard. But, you know, getting back to my favorite team, I think they're all good because just you said it just a few moments ago, all the work you got to do and stay in shape, condition, and listen to your coach and everything and do what you're told to do. It's quite a feat out there regardless. If you're setting the bench, just like you set the bench there a little bit, but when they called you to get in there and play ball, well, you've done a good job tonight. You have a good one.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate the call-ins, by the way. If you have anything you'd like to add, feel free, 740-383-9944. We only got about 6 minutes left here in the show. But, oh, man, I don't even know what I was saying now. But, no, yeah, the Browns are in a cap situation. That's always rough. Man, I think I might be getting the cold. The weather in Ohio is trying to kill us all. You know, we'll be freezing cold one night, and then the next day it'll be 70 degrees. And, you know, I think the immune system's not a fan of that. But, you know, so, I mean, yeah. I don't think 18 games, that's what I was talking about. I don't think 18 games is all that good for an NFL season. That's a lot of games. They take a lot of hits. I mean, people already get injured. I mean, there's football almost every day of the week now. Maybe there was always football every day of the week, but I don't seem to recall it. Go ahead.
Well, didn't you mention anything about a Diet Coke? Didn't you have that Diet Coke sitting there beside you?
There is Diet Coke behind me, yeah. 2 liter.
I thought maybe you'd have your tonsils wet drinking the Coke and talking, you know, but...
Oh, I got a Propel here, but I don't think it's doing me any good.
Well, time will tell. We'll see you later, and if Scott's listening, Scott, I hope everything's going well with you also. Good night.
Have a good one. Good night. Alrighty. Well, yes. I mean, I hope everything is going well with Scott. He just told me he got tied up, so hopefully it's nothing, you know, crazy. But yeah, I mean, 18 games for an NFL season is a lot of. I mean, that's a lot of work. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think if you get 18, you have to stop at 18. I mean, that way you can go back to 50-50. You know, 9-9 seasons. Well, I guess it used to be 8-8, but then they expanded it. But yeah, so. You can't have 50-50 anymore. You have to either be a winning team or a losing team with your record. But I don't know. I don't see any benefit, really, other than the NFL makes more money. I mean, there's more games for the consumer to watch, I suppose, but that's... I don't see a benefit to the players. I mean, they might make more money. I guess they get paid on a per-game basis, I think. But I don't think that it's... I don't think that's of the benefit to the players, only to the NFL, really. But, yeah. Oh, also what I was saying, I don't recall there being games almost every day of the week. I thought it was, like, Sunday night football. There was football on Sundays and Mondays. And then now there's games almost every day of the week. And they're on, like, all kinds of different platforms. You have to pay... I don't remember. I looked it up one time and did the math. It's on, like, four or five... I don't remember. Amazon. They have games on Amazon. They have games on Peacock. They have games on Netflix. There are televised games. Like, you have to pay, you know, loads of money to watch every NFL game now. You can't just buy, like, the NFL All Access and watch just the NFL. all the NFL games. Like, even if you buy, like, the NFL, I don't know, NFL Plus or whatever, you only get games in your market. You can't watch all the games. Games in your market be, like, I don't know all the teams in our market. I know that the Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals and the Steelers, all those people are in our market. I wonder who... Yeah, I don't know who else is in the market. But, yeah. Those teams are in the market, so those are the games that you see most of the time. They're just surrounding teams. So those are the only games you can watch unless, I guess, they don't have a game in which they'll probably substitute it with something. Just another game. But, yeah, you can't watch out-of-market games, which is unfortunate for me because I'm a Packers fan, so I'm hardly ever going to watch the game, watch the actual the games themselves. I got to look at the scores and then the stats and highlights and things like that. But I have been to Lambeau. Nice over there. I know I've gotten so far off of topic now, but we don't have much time left in the show now, so I don't think it really quite matters. But, no, Lambeau's a nice place. They have Titletown right next to it, the statue of Vince Lombardi out front. Nice place. Yeah. So, well, with that being said, I mean, I guess the show's not over yet. We still have a minute and a half, roughly. But, you know, once again, I think I've given the plug now every closing. But I appreciate everybody for listening. You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at WWGH1071.com. At the bottom of the page is a play button. You can listen on TuneIn. Pretty much any smart device, any television. You can ask Alexa, you can ask Siri. Yeah, pretty much anything that you would like to listen to, listen on, I suppose. Oh, also, including whatever you're listening and however you're listening now. If you're listening now, obviously, you figured it out. Congratulations. You gotta be one of the smartest people on Earth to be listening to this show, so keep it up. Anyways, with that being said, I appreciate everybody for listening. Have a safe night. It was nice out today, so hopefully everybody's not too exhausted. And, yeah, I appreciate everybody for listening. Hope you stay warm when the weather drops back down. And, enjoy the playoffs tomorrow. Two games, go Pack, go. Let's go Panthers. And, yeah. Thank you, and have a nice night. Goodbye.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name